So this wacko, who rides his bicycle all over the country, ends up in... What was the name of that place? Mescalero, New Mexico, and gets arrested, and then is bailed out by none other than the old rocker Crooked Leg Anderson. Now you've got yourself a mystery, Stan said, entirely pleased with himself. Why would Crooked Leg Anderson make bail for David Wayne Kirkby? Did they know each other? How? What is the relationship? Stan smiled again. Gotta go. I have paying clients to appease.
I saddle up my old bike, guitar strapped to my back, pedaling through the Rockies. Snow coming in fast, with every turn of the wheel, I feel alive and free. Chasing melodies, writing songs for all to see. I'm an itinerant musician, on the road I'll always be. Through the mountain, peaks and valleys, my songs will set me free. Pedaling through the Rockies, I'm racing the snow, playing my guitar by the fire, watching the embers glow. Saddle up my old bike, guitar strapped to my back, pedaling through the Rockies. Snow coming in fast, with every turn of the wheel, I feel alive and free. Chasing melodies, writing songs for all to see. I'm an itinerant musician, on the road I'll always be. Through the mountains, peaks and valleys, my songs will set me free. Pedaling through the Rockies, I'm racing the snow, playing my guitar by the fire, watching the embers glow. Ooh yeah. On our kid with red hessian, on the road how we speed. Through the mountain peaks in valleys, my songs will set me free. Pedaling through the Rockies, I'm racing the snow, playing my guitar by fire, watching the embers glow. Oh yeah. I saddle up my old bike, guitar strapped to my back, pedaling through the Rockies. Snow coming in fast, with every turn of the wheel, I feel alive and free. Chasing melodies, writing songs for all to see. I'm an itinerant musician.
Night Rider up to Truckee. An original story from Appaloosa Radio, Chapter 4. Not on a cruise.
Pedaling through the Rockies, I'm racing the snow, playing my guitar by the fire, watching the embers glow. Ooh yeah.
Now you've got yourself a mystery, Stan said, entirely pleased with himself. I walked over to my car, asking, where's that place? What's nearby? Back in my office, I began to search the web. Mescalero, New Mexico, is in Apache country. Over 90% of the residents are Apache. Their casino is the big business in town. Before the afternoon was over, I knew that I would be taking some vacation time and driving to New Mexico. My decision was not met with pleasure by my girlfriend, Terry. What will you be doing there? Who is this guy? Why is this trip necessary? Can't you just call somebody? This makes absolutely no sense. I do not understand you. The next day, she tried a different strategy to dissuade me. Instead of going to New Mexico on this crazy trip, why don't we do a 5-day cruise out of San Diego? It would be very romantic. It might put a little zing in your zap. I didn't respond to her offer of romance. She decided to make the romance of the cruise more practical. I've been checking, and the cruise prices are way down this time of year. We could get a room with a balcony for just $329 each. A great price and a great opportunity to improve our coupling relationships. Still, I was a hunter, fixed on my prey. I was going to New Mexico, no matter what. Terry, in tears. Just know that I may not be here when you get back. Terry has become an important part of my life. I think I really love her, but I have never been one to do permanent and forever. Anyone in his right mind would want a 5-day cruise sipping margaritas next to their really sexy girlfriend in a bikini, no less. Far more preferable than a trip to the empty deserts of New Mexico, a trip for some poorly defined purposes. However, at this point, I was no longer in my right mind. I left early the next morning, following my GPS south. Stan had given me a phone number which he said might still work. When I reached Yuma, Arizona, I tried it. However, there was no answering machine. After 25 rings with no answer, I hung up. I fueled up, grabbed a mega-sized drink, and kept on driving fast, with only quick pit and fuel stops. It was late evening when I finally pulled into the hotel and convention center adjacent to the Apache Run Casino. I was tired that I didn't complain about the $140 a night that I was charged. Not that bad, I rationalized, since it included a buffet dinner at the casino. By the time I finally crawled into bed, I had, however, serious doubts about my own sanity. "This is really stupid," I mumbled. "Why are you here?" Nonetheless, my soul searching was brief, and I was sound asleep in minutes. Still, I was a hunter fixed on my prey.
I saddle up my old bike, guitar strapped to my back, pedaling through the Rockies. Snow coming in fast, with every turn of the wheel, I feel alive and free. Chasing melodies, writing songs for all to see. I'm an itinerant musician, on the road I'll always be. Through the mountains, peaks and valleys, my songs will set me free. Pedaling through the Rockies, I'm racing the snow, playing my guitar by the fire, watching the embers glow. Yeah. I saddle up my old bike, guitar strapped to my back, pedaling through the Rockies. Snow coming in fast, with every turn of the wheel, I feel alive and free. Chasing melodies, writing songs for all to see. I'm an itinerant musician, on the road I'll always be. Through the mountains, peaks and valleys, my songs will set me free. Pedaling through the Rockies, I'm racing the snow, playing my guitar by the fire, watching the embers glow. Ooh yeah. On our kid flew a hatchet, on the road how we speed. Through the mountain peaks and valleys, my songs will set me free. Pedaling through the Rockies, I'm racing the snow, playing my guitar by fire, watching the embers glow. I saddle up my old bike, guitar strapped to my back, pedaling through the Rockies. Snow coming in fast, with every turn of the wheel,
I feel alive and free, chasing melodies, writing songs for all to see. I'm an accident.